attention jewelry lovers and people who just really like shiny things. Something unthinkable is happening at K-John's Jewelry Company. We're having a liquidation sale. I know, we're shocked too. K-John's has always been proudly anti-discount. We don't inflate just to mark prices down. We don't even own any red stickers because we price fairly every single day. But now we're launching the wildest, the sparkliest inventory liquidation sale this side of the North Pole. Why? Well, we've been carrying designers we adore for years, but it's time for the next chapter. We're launching our very own K-John's Designs. We're liquidating all existing inventory to make room, which means everything must go. Like, really go. Like, prices so low, our accountant's crying over the calculator, low. And as a thank you to our amazing customers and community who've supported us over the years, this is your moment to own something extraordinary at discounts we will never offer again. Come in December 2nd through the 24th. Tell your friends, tell your neighbor, tell your dog, tell your neighbor's dog. K-John's Jewelry Company, where integrity meets, wait, is that the right price?
I'm Omar Reese with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Lions receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown did not practice Tuesday with an ankle injury as the Lions get set to host the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football. Detroit head coach Dan Campbell saying if St. Brown can play, he will. Elsewhere, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin addressing chance calling for his firing during Sunday's loss to the Bills as Pittsburgh fell to 6-6 and behind the Ravens in the AFC North standings. The Super Bowl winning head coach saying, quote, in general, I agree with them. Tomlin adding that quarterback Aaron Rodgers will be limited to start the week in practice with a wrist injury ahead of Sunday's game in Baltimore. And the NFL announcing the schedule for Week 16 Saturday doubleheader. Commanders will host the Super Bowl champion Eagles to start the day at 5 p.m. Eastern. And in the nightcap, the Bears will host the Packers at 8:20 Eastern. And a reminder, the Packers host the Bears this Sunday at Lambeau. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Hi, this is Mark with Paso Pool & Spa. We are a locally owned company in the Albertson Shopping Center in Paso Robles. We know pools. Whether you need chemicals, supplies, or a service call, we are here for you. We have the knowledge to get your pool and spa in shape for pure water enjoyment. We stock the supplies you need. Stop in at Paso Pool & Spa Supply. We're in the corner by the UPS store in Paso Robles. Thank you for supporting Paso Pool & Spa.
Take that list and head on over to the most complete camping and clothing headquarters in the North County, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. With a wide assortment of Carhartt jackets and vests, as well as lined flannel shirts and women's Outback jackets, and a D&J last-minute stocking stuffer, Levi's 501s, only $54.95. And, of course, gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Man sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for stabbing incident. County Clerk Recorder's Office certifies results for statewide special election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. 34-year-old Justin Trey Buchanan has been sentenced to serve 30 years to life in state prison. The County District Attorney's Office announced in a release yesterday afternoon. Buchanan pleaded guilty to all charges filed against him in October. His crimes occurred July 16th, 2023, with his step-parents in Shandon. The DA's office says Justin used a knife to attack Kelly and William Buchanan during an argument. Mrs. Buchanan was killed and Mr. Buchanan was severely injured. District Attorney Dan Dow said, quote, "The tragedy of family violence leaves a lasting effect on the entire family and our community. It is currently unknown if Justin will be eligible for early release, as California laws and regulations for rehabilitation are being changed continuously." Daytime traffic control will be in effect today on Highway 41 west of Atascadero. Traffic control will be set between Old Morro Road and Toro Creek Road from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. The closure may affect travelers in both directions of Highway 1, with delays of 10 to 15 minutes expected. During this time, Caltrans will perform rock scaling on areas of hills above the highway to dislodge loose rock and materials in advance of seasonal rains. This is done to keep the highway open during inclement weather. Be sure to drive slowly and carefully in work zones. County Clerk Recorder's Office certifies results for statewide special election. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The County Clerk Recorder's Office announced they've officially certified the county's results for the 2025 statewide special election. They have also broken down turnout statistics by party, city, and supervisorial district. The County Clerk Recorder's Office says the countywide participation rate was 67%, much higher than the statewide average, and placed fourth out of the 58 counties in turnout. Here are some of the turnout rates according to the Clerk Recorder's Office. By party, 73% of registered Democrats voted in the county, 68% of Republicans, and 53% no party preference. By city, 61% of Paso Robles, 65% of Atascadero, San Simeon, and Templeton, and 47% of San Miguel. Per California Elections Code, the Clerk Recorder's Office will also release a statement of votes cast by Thursday of this week, which will also include a detailed breakout of voting participation by precinct. A head-on collision in Atascadero resulted in the closure of a part of San Anselmo Road. The Atascadero Police Department reported that San Anselmo Road was closed between Lobos and Rosita, with the crash occurring just before 8:30 p.m. No further information about this crash is available at this time. This Friday, December 5th, will be Atascadero's kickoff for the holiday season with its historic Light Up the Downtown. Experience City Hall, the Sunken Gardens, and surrounding areas come to life with holiday magic with over 3,000 lights. Festivities start at 5:30 p.m. with a musical performance by the Fine Arts Academy Honor Choir and Atascadero Community Band. The countdown for the light-up starts at 6 p.m., followed by Santa in the Model A fire truck making his way around the Sunken Gardens. On Saturday, December 6th, is the Christmas Light Parade in Paso Robles. The parade starts at 6 p.m. near the downtown city park, starting at 10th and Spring Street, circling around 14th Street, and then heading down Pine Street. The Templeton Recreation Department is proud to present a cheerful holiday event Friday, December 5th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Templeton Rec Department. Enjoy a meet-and-greet photo opportunity with Santa Claus, cookie decorating, and make your own ornament. This event is free with no RSVP necessary. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo announced that backyard burn season will be resuming starting December 8th. Due to recent precipitation and a promising weather forecast, fuel moisture levels have stabilized, resulting in Cal Fire confidently saying it will be safe to resume controlled burning. Backyard burners must obtain a permit from both the SLO County Air Pollution Control District and Cal Fire. Permits can be obtained on slocleanair.org. Burners must also ensure they follow all local and state regulations to minimize smoke impacts on air quality. In sports for the NFL, on Thursday, the Lions will face the Cowboys. Tripleheader for KPRL on Sunday, December 7th, we'll have the Steelers and Ravens, then the Raiders against the Broncos, and finally the Texans versus the Chiefs. In the NBA, yesterday the Thunder beat the Warriors 124-112. The Timberwolves over the Pelicans 149-142. The Spurs beat the Grizzlies 126-119. The Celtics over the Knicks 123-117. The Raptors beat the Trailblazers 121-118. Tonight, the Kings will face the Rockets. The Clippers will go against the Hawks. The Hornets will face the Knicks. The Nets will go against the Bulls. And the Pistons will face the Bucks. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. A former Sacramento County deputy shot to death by law enforcement after a pursuit. 40-year-old Marvin Morales suspected in the stabbing death of his 11-year-old son in Elk Grove. The boy's mother calling police.
There are cameras inside the residence, and the mother had seen that an assault had happened between the father and the son, and she called police immediately.
Officer Christina Gonzalez with Elk Grove Police says responding officers found the wounded child who later died. Morales fled, led police on a short freeway chase, and was fatally shot when officers fired their weapons. One dead, three injured in a seven-vehicle crash in Huntington Beach. An eyewitness saying the car was going around 100 miles an hour when it hit a bump in the road.
This bump is no joke, and it caught air, and that was it. Lost control, flipped over.
Car went airborne, hitting several other vehicles before coming to rest on its roof 150 yards away. The driver of the speeding car dead at the scene. Gas prices averaging $4.52 a gallon statewide, down 5 cents from last week, 13 cents from last month. Jeff Scott, California News.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Ulta Beauty's big holiday beauty sale is back with up to 50% off must-have gifts. Shop irresistible deals like the Shark Beauty Flex Style and Benefit Cosmetics Travel Size Mascaras. With new offers weekly, same-day pickup or delivery, and our trusted associates, we make holiday shopping effortless. Head into Ulta Beauty today. Ulta Beauty. Gifting happens here.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks, and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California's persimmon harvest accelerated last month as crews worked to pick fruit ahead of mid-November rainstorms. Persimmons withstand rain better than some fruits, but after multiple storms, the fruit gets riper and breaks down faster, Yuba County farmer Stephen Springer said. The Golden State grows most of the nation's persimmons. Though at roughly 3,000 bearing acres in California, the crop's footprint is smaller than other relatively niche fruits, such as pomegranates and kiwi fruits. Production is concentrated in the San Joaquin Valley, with some acreage in the Sacramento Valley and in central and southern coastal areas. In 2022, California persimmon crop was valued at $35 million. It's a growing commodity, said Dylan Lawlin, sales representative at Sierra Sun Fruit Marketing in Fresno County. It's relatively easy to farm, and it seems like consumption of persimmons has been going up year after year, he said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. No traffic incidents have been reported in the past half hour for the North County, but all the way down in the South County, two traffic incidents have occurred in Arroyo Grande, one on the northbound lane and one on the southbound lanes of the 101. For the northbound lane, it is a traffic collision with an ambulance en route. Two vehicles were involved, first reported at about 7:54 this morning. Then on the southbound lane is a traffic collision with three vehicles involved. No injuries reported for that one. Traffic in the area has been congested. Again, two traffic incidents have congested traffic all the way down near Arroyo Grande on both the north and southbound lanes of the 101. No traffic incidents here in the North County in the past half hour. Traffic report brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, having a massive inventory liquidation sale now through December 24th, making way for K. John's designs coming in the new year. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today with highs in the upper 50s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows right around 30, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday, sunny on Tuesday, mostly sunny on Wednesday. Mid-60s Friday and Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 45 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, liquidating their entire inventory now through Christmas Eve, making way for their new K. John's collection, 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Apple hits another all-time high, getting another boost from iPhone numbers. According to a research firm,
IDC says that Apple will ship about 248 million phones, up 6% from last year, and a record. Look, 17, it's popular. It's even popular in China. I mean, they're gaining market share. Overall, worldwide smartphone shipments will grow 1.5%. So 6% is strong for Apple.
Fox's Lauren Simonetti. Delta Airlines is warning that the government shutdown, which ended last month, will cost it approximately $200 million in pre-tax profit as bookings softened, and the ISM non-manufacturing PMI for November showing services sector activity increased at a faster pace than expected, while the prices paid index cooled. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com. Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Don't forget, for all your printing needs, not only construction drawings and blueprints, the Blueprinter Graphics specializes in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much more. They're there all the time, weekdays, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, located at 4th and Spring with easy in, easy out parking.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. The train was hailed as the speediest means of transportation available in the 1880s. The slowest was an ox cart, but as we shall see today, that wasn't always so. The coming of the railroad was considered one of the greatest things to happen in the Old West. It made possible the transportation of goods and people from the industrialized East to the frontier West. The train was also able to cut that time down considerably. But there was one occasion on December 2, 1880, that a lowly ox cart beat a train in a race that, quite possibly, only the ox cart occupants were aware. Just as the eastbound fast mail train was steaming out of town, a hack containing three gentlemen drove up to the depot, only to be told the train they wanted had just rounded the bend. The hack that they had rented had left the station, and the only transportation was a wagon and four ox team. The men walked up to the owner of the rig. $5 if you take us up the rail 30 miles, said one man. Another $5 if you get us there before 8 o'clock, said the second. $5 more if you get us there ahead of the train, said the third. The driver looked at the team, thought about the $15 to be made in 2.5 hours, and said, I'm your man. The wagon road lay alongside the tracks. The first mile was slow, but soon the oxen warmed up. In an hour, they had caught up with the train. In the darkness of the evening, they could see the train's red light and fire from the smokestack and the distance behind them. The men arrived at their destination safely. After they had domiciled at the hotel, one of the men said, Boys, we have beaten the train by 20 minutes. Let us go to the depot and see it creep in. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Attention! At K. John's Jewelry Company, everything must go. Rings, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, possibly even Fred's leftover lunch in the break room. We're clearing it all out. Bring your wallets. Bring your friends. Bring snacks. This is not a drill. We're clearing out all our designer jewelry to make room for our brand new, totally original K. John's designs in the coming year. That's right. All our beloved designer pieces at true liquidation prices as a thank you to the community that supported us for generations. Wait. Real discounts, you may ask? Not ho-ho holiday markups disguised as deals? Nope. Real discounts. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K. John's Jewelry Company, where we've always priced fairly, but now we're pricing fairly ridiculously.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The County Clerk Recorder's Office announced they have officially certified the county's results for the 2025 statewide special election. They have broken down turnout statistics by party, city, and supervisorial district. The countywide participation rate was 67%, much higher than the statewide average. Per California Elections Code, the Clerk Recorder's Office will release a statement of votes cast by Thursday this week. A head-on collision in Atascadero resulted in the closure of a part of San Anselmo Road yesterday evening. The police department reported that San Anselmo Road was closed between Lobos and Rosita, with the crash occurring just before 8:30 p.m. No further information about this collision is available at this time. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump wants to make life less costly for everyday Americans.
President is ripping Democrats for trying to own this affordability issue, accusing them of actually causing the worst inflation in history. He's vowing now that the economy will do even better next year when his tax cuts from the Big Beautiful Bill take hold. He even floated no income tax, maybe even more money back in your pocket through more refunds.
Fox's Aisha Hosni at the White House. A House seat remains red in Nashville. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We're excited about the win.
The speaker adding.
It's actually rated to be, I would call, a slightly Republican district. So winning it by 9 points is almost exactly on the nose in what we might expect. So Matt Van Epps is an extraordinary individual.
And Van Epps preventing the upset by a Democrat state assemblywoman Afton Bain. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
The Paso Robles Main Street Association, in cooperation with the City of Paso Robles and community volunteers, presents the 64th Annual Holiday Light Parade this Saturday starting at 6 p.m. in downtown Paso Robles. You'll enjoy the sights and sounds of the holiday spirit, and Santa arrives at the end of the parade to kick off the holiday season. The 64th Annual Holiday Light Parade this Saturday starting at 6 in downtown Paso Robles.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slo Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at SloHolidayLights.com.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique. Whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips, we take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let the Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles.
I think I heard you coming.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. It's that easy. All right, we'll have some high clouds, but mostly sunny, almost the usual. High should be right around 60. And clear to partly cloudy tonight and overnight with some fog early morning. Overnight lows in the low 30s, so be ready for that. On Thursday, we'll have temperatures in the mid-60s, mostly sunny, mid-60s again Friday. Sunny, upper 60s Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. And what the heck, Wednesday of next week, all sunshine. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 6:57 a.m., 4:50 p.m. We are at 45 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Fast Rubble's Glass Sliding or Swinging Doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2. Karen will have on San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Detective Clinton Cole to discuss cold cases, including the murder of two girls in San Miguel almost 45 years ago. Should be interesting. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Red Zone Time Plumbing. Make sure everything is working mighty fine during the holidays. Call them at 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. All righty, quickly to the, what is it called? The texting. That's the 75. Umpenauer question, checking your website but cannot find the ebook link, which I highly recommend. Again, last hour I was telling you about it because I had Jamie on last Monday. And I have it. And it's just, how can I explain the book? It covers just about everything. But it's also good reminders for us to check on from time to time. It's kind of like how to do it book. Extremely helpful for younger people just getting out there in the real world. Anyway, so from our Southern Division, it says here that people can find it on our website. That would be my mailbox. The link to her book and website is in the Sound Off podcast from the 24th of November. That's when she was on. So the link there is in the, when you go to KPRL and you look at the podcast, go to November 24th. All right. And there also may be an easier way for the book to, let's see here. It's home access, .com. Home express.com is for Jamie. So anyway, again, it's pretty cool. You look through it and you go, oh yeah, that's right. That's how you do this. That's how you do that. Just little things that we forget over time. But again, as I mentioned several times over the course, very good for younger people. All righty, let's see here. 238. Also, Chris, they said that on the website you are a nice looking young man.
Oh well, thank you.
I didn't say it. They said it.
Well, who, like, to the person, thank you.
Oh. I didn't know you were getting out there, huh? All right, folks. So, several new California waste laws take effect in 2026, we think. We're not 100% sure. Including a ban on providing plastic shopping bags. Also, a new fee on battery-embedded products and new composting rules for certain farms and community projects. Also, the state will ban the sale of disposable vapes, require state agencies to reduce single-use plastic bottle contracts, and increase incentives for glass recycling markets. Well, that hasn't worked very well. Now, here we go. Battery-embedded products. Again, this is a fee to battery-embedded products. So I thought, well, what are battery-embedded products? It should be, you know, simple enough. Chris, do you have any idea what they are?
No, I have no idea, actually.
Well, I didn't either, really. So, of course, I had to go to my buddy Al, and I looked it up. Now, battery-embedded products. A new recycling fee applies to products with non-removable batteries, such as certain toys, toothbrushes, and smartwatches. retailers must collect the fees and pay it to the state. How about that? Composting. Expanded rules will allow larger volumes of feedstock and compost for certain agriculture facilities, community composters, urban farms, and school farms. Organic waste. New regulations aim to accelerate the diversion of organic waste to be used for products like compost and mulch and other things. Legislation has been passed to increase incentives for in-state production and distribution of glass bottles made with recycled glass. All right, so you have also the plastic bag issue once again. Stores must stop providing plastic shopping bags starting in 2026. Instead, they can only offer paper bags if customers bring their own or request one. Here we go back between the plastic and the paper. In the 70s, we got to get rid of paper. I mean, we got to stop cutting down the trees and save the planet and so forth like that. So plastic came into being. That was great. And now we're back to they can offer paper bags. Remember, they can offer. And the I think I saw somewhere that the stores can pretty much charge whatever they want for it, for the paper bags, because they ain't giving them away free. Now, we used the so-called, quote-unquote, get them for free, but that was all built into the price, which, by the way, when it happened in this county, I don't know how many years ago now, the grocers were in favor of the plastic, the fee thing. Of course, they were going to get more money. I mean, not every time, but I would say most of the time when I go to the grocery store, people are buying the bags. Chris, do you experience that?
Yeah, usually. I seem to be the outlier who just usually doesn't take a bag.
I don't take a bag either. I don't. I always forget to bring one, but I don't buy that much. Besides, mine is two bulk items of glass containers. Pretty easy to carry. I don't need them in a bag. Anyway, these are all things that will be headed your way. So, hey, buy a toothbrush. You're going to have to pay a fee, an additional fee on that. So, there you go. So, I'm looking at this SB 1215 of January 1st requires a recycling fee for the covered battery embedded products. All right. Retailers must collect a fee of 1.5% of the sales price, not exceeding $15 per product, and remit it quarterly to help fund the state's electronic waste recycling program. And again, this also includes, here we go, folks, especially those of you that go to the gym. What's also included in this battery embedded products? Wireless headphones, mobile phones, and electric toothbrushes. A lot of people have wireless headphones, don't they, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're at the gym, there's a lot. And, you know, some people are walking around with them. I'm guessing that a few people have mobile phones. So this will increase the cost of just these products, because we are going to save the planet. All right, what products are excluded? Certain medical devices, existing covered electronic devices, video display devices, certain energy storage systems, electronic nicotine delivery systems, and large batteries weighing over 2 kilograms or single-use or 5 kilograms rechargeable. Now, what should you do to prepare? Conduct a product audit. Identify which of the products you have embedded batteries that are not easily removable. Okay. Ensure your e-commerce platform, tax, and inventory systems can handle the new fee classifications and collection requirements, and plan for the future. Well, it's hard to plan for the future here in California because you don't know what in the double hockey sticks is coming next. Okay, we got some help here on the Jamie book. Our solutions expert down there in the Southern Division just made a separate post labeled Jamie Umpenhauer's book, How to Adult. So we've even made it more simple for you. So, yeah, go for it. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us this morning here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL. Somebody had on the text, it was about the self-driving the other day, this morning, on, you know, I forget the thing was, but self-driving cars are legal in California, but they must have proper permits to test or be deployed on public roads. The state has a legal framework for autonomous vehicles, and recent laws are addressing new issues like holding companies accountable for traffic violations. Chris, would you get into a vehicle that is autonomous?
No, never.
So I'm going to assume also that you would never consider buying one.
Well, no. I don't think they're meant for private consumers anyway.
It's Waymo or something like that, I think, is one of the companies up in the Bay Area that they do this.
Yeah.
So in a post, a police representative stated that since there is no human driver, a ticket couldn't be issued. Okay. That outcome might irritate humans who have received tickets for, you know, offenses and so forth. So I'm assuming that the company that makes it would be the ones. Okay. So the companies, the testing and deployment, need the specific permits from the California DMV to test, and as I mentioned that and so forth. A new law that went into effect in 2024 allows police to issue traffic violation citations to the vehicle's company, not just the human operator. Okay? So, I haven't seen much on this, because usually when this type of thing starts up, you're going to see some stories, there was accidents, there was this, there were that, and so forth and so on. So, anyway, that's just something for down the future. Now, according to the California Department of Motor Vehicles, there is about 1,600 of these registered in the state of California. I've never seen one on the road. Have you?
Yes, I have, actually. Few times I've been to Los Angeles for the past year and a half, I've come across them, I want to say maybe 5 or 6 times.
Really?
Yeah. They're usually just on the road near traffic lights. They're pretty easy to identify because they've got the little cameras on top of them.
So somebody was sitting in the back seat?
I think nobody was sitting in them.
The car was just driving around by itself?
Yeah, probably for a test.
That would be weird. I mean, yeah, you know, eventually I guess we would get used to it, but that would be really weird to see. That's like the Headless Horseman. Hi, good morning.
Hey, if you own one of them autonomous vehicles and you're drunk at the bar and you get in the back seat in order to take you home, do you get a drunk driving ticket if the cops pull you over?
Well, according to what I've read so far is, I'm guessing no, but that's why they're updating the laws. Which I don't know why they wouldn't have had that one as one of the laws right from the get-go, because that would be the most likely scenario, don't you think?
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, yeah, I wonder if, yeah. So
okay, well, do you think they should?
Well, yeah, if you're the only person in the vehicle and you have the keys in your pocket, yeah, you should.
I do too, because suppose something were to happen with the autonomous part. I'm assuming in these vehicles, if something in the computer, whatever, that it breaks, that you have the ability to take manual control of it.
Right. But then again, that would hold these politicians that accountable. You know, because they're probably going to be the ones with it anyways.
Would you get into one? Would you get into one of these vehicles?
Hell no, I would not. Not a snowball's chance in hell.
Okay. Well, nope. Well, nope. I don't know. I might try it just for kicks.
Yeah, no, I'd rather trust Haji driving a car than nothing.
All right, well, okay. Well, thanks for your call.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Well, you might do it if, you know, like you're using an Uber driver. When you need to get to the airport somewhere, wherever you're at, you go, hey, I'm going to try this.
I'd rather just get an Uber at that point.
I might try it just in or, you know, just for a kick, just to see what it feels like.
I think it's fine to think I'll try it just once to see what it's like, or just to say I've done it.
Or I may end up liking it. I don't know. Hi, good morning.
Hey, so I took a Waymo down in Arizona one time, and we'd been out to dinner, and we'd had some drinks, and it's really, like, no different than calling a cab or an Uber or something, so I'm not sure about getting a DUI.
So I missed something here. You have used them?
Yes, I took one down in Arizona one time. We'd been out to dinner, and we had wine, and,
oh, okay,
you know, was called up a Waymo, and, you know, it's just like taking an Uber or a taxi or something, so...
Well, since you were, when you were, well, since you were in such a happy state, did you think it was a lot of fun?
I couldn't wrap my head around it. I just kept, like, this is no way this is happening right now. And, you know, and I'm looking, and the steering wheel just going back and forth, and the blinker's turning, and it was really, really weird.
But so
it did a good job. I mean, it never, like, scared me or anything. It just was nice and smooth and, you know, followed all the signs and traffic lights. And
so how does it work? So, yeah. You have to have an app to connect in, and you say, okay, pick me up at such and such, and then take me to wherever.
Well, I don't know, because my son called it. He's like, you want to take a Waymo? And I'm like, sure. And so I don't know if he had an app on his phone or what, but he was the one that summoned it, so.
Okay. But you would do it again on your own?
I would, yeah.
Okay.
I would.
All right.
You know, especially, you know, I would. It was, like I said, it never scared me, or I didn't panic or anything, and it followed all the lights and everything.
Good, and you got home safe, and you didn't get a DUI.
Exactly.
There you go. All right. Well, yes. That's good. Okay. Well,
all right.
Thanks for sharing the experience. All right. See, in Maryland, I took a good old fashioned driver, taxi driver. I didn't bother with the Uber. I mean, they're there, but they have, and again, I think I may have said this, is probably more of a East Coast thing in certain cities where they still have cab drivers. Let me see, there's probably four or five guys out there sitting anytime that I went down to the lobby area, and they're just sitting there, and kind of give them a look though, and they'll say, can I help you? That type of thing. I mean, they're very, very, very nice, but so I went the old fashioned route and took a cab driver, and he was going faster than the, CHP when we were going into the airport, I guess down there. In Maryland, they don't bother them. Guy was doing 95 miles an hour. And I was like, whoa.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Daytime traffic control will be in effect today on Highway 41 west of Atascadero. Traffic control will be set between Oldboro Road and Toro Creek Road until 3 p.m. Delays of 10 to 15 minutes are expected for travelers in both directions. This Friday, December 5th, will be Atascadero's kickoff for the holiday season with its historic light up the downtown. Experience City Hall, the sunken gardens, and surrounding areas to come to life with holiday magic. Festivities start at about 5:30 p.m. with the countdown at about 6 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on a County Sheriff's Detective Clint Cole to discuss cold cases, including the murder of two girls in San Miguel about 45 years ago. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.